What he saw left him so paralyzed with fright that for long seconds he was unable to move. Only 20 feet below, two gleaming golden eyes were staring straight up at him. They held him so hypnotized with fear that he was scarcely aware of the lithe, streaked body behind them, flowing smoothly and silently from rock to rock. Never before had the leopard climbed so high. It had ignored the lower caves, though it must have been well aware of their inhabitants. Now it was after other game. It was following the spoor of blood up the moon-washed face of the cliff. Seconds later, the night was made hideous by the shrieks of alarm from the man-apes in the cave above.